Someone has to say it. It looks as though the war in Iraq is being lost.
NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
The language used by military and even by civilian leaders is increasingly bleak. I believe we are absolutely on the brink of failure. We are looking into the abyss. The former chief of the Central Command, General Joseph Hoar, testified before a Senate committee. We had a plan that assumed we'd have basically more stable security conditions than we've encountered, testified Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz, the godfather of the invasion. The assassination of Izzedine Salim, the second prospective government member to be killed, has left the budding Iraqi political community in despair, and it's becoming increasingly difficult to assemble an authority to receive the scheduled June 30th handover. The prison abuse scandal has also turned many Iraqis against the American-led coalition. The Washington Post quotes an unnamed senior general at the Pentagon as saying, "The United States is already on the road to defeat," and some other unnamed officers are cited as expressing a profound anger at Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Nothing better illustrates the dead end that the Bush administration has apparently reached than the fate of Ahmad Chalabi, the returned shady exile who became the Pentagon's favorite son, even getting to sit behind the First Lady during the State of the Union address. Now Chalabi is involved in a fraud investigation, and his Iraqi National Congress has been stripped of his $335,000 a month stipend from the Defense Department. Little more than a month away from the June 30th date for a turnover of authority, the Bush administration still waits for the United Nations to come up with a slate of prospective members for an interim government while the Iraqi insurgency goes on. It is not clear where the battle for Iraq goes from here. This is Daniel Shore.